This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. And if you have any infidelity stories that you want to share, please email them to me. I'll be putting my email on the description box below. Now let's get into the video.
Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we have another juicy story. Let's get straight into it. I am a husk of a human being since I found out about the infidelity. A year ago, I found out my girlfriend of 5 years, whom I thought would be my wife and loved deeply, was cheating on me. It was by complete dumb luck that I obtained the proof. The chaos and randomness of the universe was turned in my favor that day, at least for a moment. But once I saw it, it was undeniable what had been occurring. She had been cheating on me, for months, with multiple men. And this is just what I had absolute proof of. No doubt there was far more than I will ever know. I will never forget that day. I will never forget that feeling. I felt the blood in my body run ice cold as I read message after message, each one further solidifying that my entire life was about to come crashing down. My entire perspective on my partner began to warp in my head. What I had previously believed did not align with what I was currently seeing. It felt like reality itself started to cave in. A part of me died that day that will never come back. Whether that is a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not even sure anymore. Only time will tell, I guess. After a few hours, I composed myself and planned to confront her. I gave her one last chance to tell the truth unprompted before I played my hand. I desperately did not want to have to do that. Even after reading and seeing everything, things that instantaneously destroyed my entire self-esteem in a matter of minutes, I still wanted to believe that she would at the very least come clean about it all without me showing her proof. I see now that I was nothing more than completely delusional at that point. How could I ever expect someone as duplicitous, selfish, cowardly, and dishonest as her to possibly give me the truth? She had already proven that's who she was. She was the first person I ever opened up to, physically and emotionally. I was utterly naive and had a blind optimism and trusting nature that she thoroughly exploited, and has since completely dissipated. I calmly but sternly sat her down and asked her if there was anything she needed to tell me. She said no. I asked if she ever cheated on me throughout our relationship. She said no. I asked if there was anything at all she lied to me about, and if there was to please just come clean about it. She said there was nothing. She acted utterly baffled that I would even ask these questions. As if there was no plausible reason I had to be asking them at all. I could feel the color retreat from my face as she answered each question. I could literally feel myself becoming pale. With each answer, I realized the person in front of me was someone I did not know. The highly romanticized idea of her in my head was completely severed from her actual self at last. I just sat in silence for a few seconds attempting to process what was going on and how I was going to proceed. I asked her one last futile question, "Is there anything at all you need to tell me?" "Anything? Are you sure there's nothing?" "No. Where is this coming from? Is something wrong?" she replied. I was devastated and in utter disbelief. She forced me to play my hand. So I simply took a deep breath and began reading her messages to each of her boy toys out loud. Even as I read them aloud and looked over to her for her response, she acted confused as to why I was even reading them and was acting as if nothing was wrong. As if these messages did not indicate anything out of the ordinary at all. Just normal conversation between friends. Which was strange to me, because I don't remember having any friends who I talked to about meeting up with for up, cuddling, or kissing. Call me crazy, but I don't send naked pictures of myself to my friends either, nor they to me. The more she played dumb as I read them, the more my anger grew. I felt like my head was about to explode. I remained calm on the outside. But internally, I was on the verge of going completely unhinged. I didn't let her manipulation tactics work on me. Not this time. I held all the cards and I knew it. After reading them all aloud probably 3 times without her even conceding she had done anything wrong, I went through message by message, explaining to her like you would to a toddler, what each message meant, why it was wrong, and why it indicated she was cheating on me. She was a smart girl. She didn't need me to explain to her why a message explicitly stating she was going to meet up with someone for was cheating. Even still, she would argue with me about each message, attempting to minimize the implications of each one to the maximum degree. She lied, denied, and minimized as much as she possibly could. Finally, after I relentlessly laid out my case with each message, like a lawyer has to do in a courtroom. She saw that I wasn't falling her for manipulative tactics and she cried and cried and cried. What was her? She said she felt so horrible about and guilty about it. She was feeling so depressed. The poor victim she was of this cruel world. She only did it to boost her self-esteem, she said. It's not what it seems, she said. She was thinking about telling me for days but didn't want to hurt me, so she decided she would carry the burden as punishment and never tell me, she said. But she also simultaneously told me she was planning to tell me in the next few days. Neither case made sense, given that this was not something that occurred in the far past. It was still ongoing, and she denied everything to the highest degree until I literally forced her to confess. And even still, she minimized as much as possible while confessing. She had been messaging one of her boy toys literally 2 days prior, while we were laying in bed together. She said she only did it because she thought I was cheating on her, and that she would stop when I stopped. I asked her what made her think I was cheating on her, if she had any proof at all. Crickets. I wasn't, never have, and never would cheat on anyone. She threw every possible excuse she could, hoping one would stick and I'd believe it. She word vomited so many so quickly through her crocodile tears, that half of them contradicted each other. I felt like I was watching an entire person unravel in front of me. A ball of lies wrapped tightly together, finally being pulled apart by the loose thread. It felt like I wasn't even looking at a human being anymore, but some sort of vile creature attempting to imitate one, but failing ever so slightly. I truly contemplated whether she had some sort of personality disorder or was a psychopath, sociopath to some degree. It was genuinely unsettling and disturbing to watch her unravel. There were many other horrible things she did to me throughout our relationship as well. I was young and inexperienced, and kind-hearted. The perfect target for someone like that. I treated her like gold while she abused me emotionally constantly and love-bombed me until I would forgive her. And then do something worse. And then love-bomb me until I forgive her. And then do something worse. And the cycle would repeat. Until eventually she just treated me horrible without remorse, culminating in her ultimate betrayal. The only reason she attempted to show Reed, faked remorse, was because it was clear I finally had enough of her and her immoral behavior. I ended things. To add insult to injury, she told her family, who I loved like my own family, who I did so much for, that it would be too much to write out in this post, that I was the one who cheated on her. She had a younger cousin who she was close with and who lived with her family. I treated her like my own flesh and blood and truly loved her like a little sister. She is only a child, so I obviously don't hold it against her. But she messaged me sending very nasty things after my ex and I broke up because she told her that I was the one who cheated on her. It completely shattered my already broken heart. This little ball of innocence that I truly loved and cared for turned against me in the worst possible way over a complete of the truth. And I knew she probably turned the rest of her family against me as well. I wanted to message back and defend myself and say I wasn't the one who cheated. It was her, but I was so beyond my breaking point that I simply blocked my ex and her entire family on everything and went no contact. I knew it was futile to try and get into an argument with her family members about what happened. And I surely wasn't going to show a child the disgusting messages my ex sent to her APs to exonerate me in her eyes. Since that day, I have barely felt human. I am only in my late 20s, but feel as if I have lived 1,000 years. Every day is going through the motions. I walk around like a zombie, taking care of the responsibilities that I must, like work, while in complete misery on the inside. I cannot remember the last time where I woke up and felt anything other than negative emotions. My self-esteem is less than zero. Most days I find myself literally hating myself. I don't care about anything anymore. My former hopes and dreams have vanished. I barely can force myself to get out of bed. I have anger inside me like never before. Always brimming right beneath the surface. Boiling away at my being. I am at the darkest place I have ever been in my life. I have constant thoughts of revenge that I refuse to act on. I have intrusive thoughts of me doing violent things to myself. I have no desire to actually do anything violent to myself. I am not suicidal or anything like that. But I have these videos play in my head of me doing something like that. I don't know how to quite explain it. I just have a visualization of me doing something like that, without any desire to actually do it. I simply just observe it happening, if that makes sense. Nearly all of this, as a direct result from the relationship with my ex. I am not here for advice. I am completely no contact with my ex, despite her many, many attempts to circumvent that to win me back and prove how much she really loves me. I go to the gym and I'm in great shape. I have many great friends whom I spend time with, and a great family of my own. I do not burden them with my pain. I try my best to put on a brave face and suffer in solitude. I have hobbies and a great career too. But the moment that busyness stops, the thoughts flood my brain like a tsunami. The negativity weighs me down like an anvil tied to my neck. Edit. To clear things up for some people, my ex and her family do not interact with anyone in my life. So she isn't going around to people I know telling them I'm the bad guy. She only told her family that. It still hurts, obviously, after everything I've done for them and the love me and her family shared, but it doesn't affect my current life, relationships. Everyone who knows me knows what actually happened. I don't even know why I made this post. I guess just a vent, rant. It is difficult to keep it all to myself sometimes. Maybe someone who has cheated or is thinking about cheating will better come to understand the gravity of their actions by reading this. Most likely not if they ever considered such a selfish, cowardly, and disgusting thing in the first place. Perhaps one of you have experienced something similar, and we can feel better together through our shared experiences. To know that someone else has experienced the same pain as us. That is part of being human. Anyone who read this, thank you for taking the time. I apologize for the length and don't wish to bring anyone's spurts down. I wish you positivity and peace in your life. Be kind. Be respectful. Be honest. Be a person of integrity. Spread love, laughs, and smiles. Not sadness, suffering, and pain. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Something we all are taught so young, but many seem unable to grasp. Now let's get into story 2. My 34 Fahrenheit relationship with my BF 33M suddenly changed. I don't know what to do and how to restore things again. I 34 Fahrenheit have been dating my current BF 33M for 3 years right now. The first 2 years were really great. We both work in the same field, we're both teaching assistants at the university. Around a year ago, to be precise 13 months, I started to prepare for the final phase of my PhD. He already finished his. I have a problem that when I do something important, I tend to focus all of my beings on that thing and disregard everything else. Which did happen in this case. I focus so much on my studies and research that I acknowledge that totally ignored my BF. Another thing I must acknowledge is that he was the perfect partner throughout this entire period. He would help me with my tasks, for me, motivate me when I'm down, etc. During those times we become sort of like roommates. We never had during this period, never went out on dates. I was fully absorbed in my things that I didn't even realize all of that. Last week I got the degree, and it was supposed to be my happiest day ever. He took me to party afterwards, and I enjoyed myself. When we got back home, I approached him to kiss him and he stopped me, saying that we'll speak tomorrow. The next day he informed me he'll be leaving me. That was the shock of my life, cause up to this moment I thought everything was perfect. He mentioned how I ignored him this year, and how he struggled with feelings of abandonment. That he became at the bottom of my priorities, that I didn't even notice that he slept on the couch the past couple of months. I honestly swear to didn't notice this. I thought our sleeping schedules didn't match, that's all, and that he stayed with me to fulfill his duties as a BF until I got my degree and stand on my feet, but now he wants an out of this relationship and he can't continue anymore. I was shocked to the core by this, cause I didn't even know there was a problem. He never mentioned anything to me all this period of time. I tried to apologize, and we both cried. But he was adamant on this. 2 nights ago he started to pack his things up, and we got into a heated argument with lots of crying on my end, and I told him that we should never give up on our relationship and should fight for it. He didn't say anything. He only said I don't know. He didn't pack his things and leave until now, but he spends all of his days outside and only comes in the evening to sleep. When he comes he asks me how am I doing, and whether I need anything or any help. Then he starts to clean after himself, help clean the house, take a shower and sleep on the couch. We don't have small talk, I don't know what he wants. I tried to tell him that we need to talk, and he said again I don't know, and then said why. Which I didn't know how to respond to. I don't know what should I do right now, or how to deal with the situation at all. I'm really at a loss here. Now let's get into story 3. My 34MX30 Fahrenheit is 12 weeks pregnant with my child and doesn't want anything to do with me. Hi friends, I need your help. We've been together for 6 years on and off, and already have a 4-year daughter together. The pregnancy was a surprise, and a complicated one due to her epileptic medication affecting the health of our unborn baby. This led to a lot of stress of worrying if the baby would be healthy. From the moment we found out we were pregnant, I noticed a change in her behavior which I put down to hormones. She'd constantly snap at me over silly things, and worst of all, she claimed that I didn't care about the baby or the pregnancy because I wasn't emotionally there for her. I have always been there to support her by taking care of things around the house. Cleaning, etc. to reduce any stress and to make the pregnancy as smooth for her as possible. If she wanted to nap for a few hours, I wouldn't complain and let her lie down. So on one occasion she asked me to wake her up from a nap after an hour. 2 hours later I woke her up and she took it out on me for waking her up. I'm pregnant and I need my sleep. She went to stay with her mom overnight and basically broke up with my overtext saying I didn't care about her or the baby. I wasn't supportive. And to pack my things and leave. After many attempts to ask her to talk to me so we could work this out, She refused, and threatened to get her father to throw me out of the house if I didn't leave. So I packed my things and left. I felt like I didn't have a choice and respected her decision. Since then, she would talk to me every day though text, sometimes calls. We'd be civil until I'd say something that would set her off. To clarify something I feel is important here, her mother doesn't like me one bit. She always preferred her ex-partner and wished they'd get back together. The ex cheated on her and stole her things to buy drugs. Whenever my ex is with her mom since the breakup, she's very argumentative with me. To the point where she's blocked me and told me she doesn't want me involved with the pregnancy nor does she want me there at the birth. I saw her last week one evening and stayed overnight in the spare room. But she was worried her mom would find out the whole time I was there. Since our breakup 2 weeks ago, I've been as supportive as possible, telling her if she ever needs anything to let me know, if she ever wants to talk or feels alone. I'm always here for her. I'm not sure what to do. So far I've respected all her decisions from moving out of her house to not contacting her. I'm blocked but only one the platform we talk on. Technically I could still call her or SMS do I wait for her to get in touch with me or try to reach out to her to make sure her and the baby are okay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.